But wrap your minds around this, gentlemen.
Come on, we got holes to do.
I hate curses and I hate all of you.
All right, America, have your laugh.
Sisters, give each other a kiss and make up.
Man, the guy's talking about incest. It's not funny. The guy needs help.
Price is wrong, bitch.
I get it. You don't like me. I exploded.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Ooh, welcome to Adam Sandler Please Stop, the complete retrospective of all Adam Sandler podcasts. Wait, what? No, I was not prepared.
You tried to take it from me out of nowhere, and you couldn't even do it right.
Of all Adam Sandler movies, past, present, and unfortunately future, I'm Marie Maloney, and with me, as always,
is my co-host, Robert Bacon. Nice try, Marie. That was nice try.
I'll get it next time.
You guys,
I had to do something different because this is part two.
You guys, welcome to our hopefully only part one and two of Jack and Jill. If you haven't already listened to part one, please, it's already up on iTunes and Google, all the podcasting stuff, so go ahead and listen to that.
Yep.
If you need to get a hold of us, you could email us at adamsandlerpleasestop@gmail.com. You could follow us on Twitter at Adam Sandler PLS Stop.
It's Sandler Please PLS Stop, where we actually live tweeted the viewing of this film.
Yeah, and you can give us a call at 405-418-NARD. 405-418-NARD. Leave us a voicemail message. Tell us, your Adam Sandler impressions, your thoughts on his upcoming movies, and all kinds of stuff like that. Marie, last week we watched 45 minutes of Jack and Jill, and we hated every moment.
We're sweating.
Because it's the dead of summer in Chicago.
Yeah.
I had to turn off the AC when we record.
We are sweating so hard. I just had a laugh sesh about an Al Pacino look that he gave the camera. It's a rough go. I took the intro away from Bacon. It's a wild, crazy time in here.
Real quick, the format. Usually we watch 30 minutes of the movie, but this time we are watching 15 minutes of the movie, and we'll stop it every 15 minutes to discuss what has happened so far.
Yes.
Each of us, because this is a new episode, have another stop card. We used it last week because Jared Fogle showed up.
Shamwow came closely behind him.
Yeah, and we stopped before then. We could use it any time that we need, that there's something that we absolutely need to talk about.
And so we're doing this so no one ever has to watch this film again.
And I'm telling you right now, if you're one of those people who likes to watch bad films, Marie and I love watching bad films.
Skip this one.
This one, it's hurt. It hurts.
Yeah.
It hurt. This
it
one,
hurt.
It hurt.
It hurt.
Bacon hurt. Bacon it, no like.
Yeah.
Please no show bacon.
My IQ has gone down because of this film.
All right, Marie. Ready to watch the last half of Jack and Jill.
Can one be ready?
You can't. Let's do it.
Hey, baby, get my soul. Thought I was your only vato. Please don't leave me this and mofo. Come on, baby, turn around. Let me see your pretty blue eyes. Don't you know that I love you? Please don't leave me this and mofo. Hey, baby, get my soul.
We did 15 minutes of the last half. All right, real quick, once again, break it down, all the scenes real quick so you don't have to watch it. First scene, Al Pacino takes Jill back from the steakhouse because she wanted another cake, and he took her back to his house because he has a world-class chef who makes cakes. Then they play stickball inside his house for some reason, and she gets upset at him because he's hitting on her and leaves. She sleeps outside and is discovered by the Mexican landscaper guy. So they go to a Mexican barbecue, and there's a montage of Jill doing funny in quotes, things at the barbecue. Al Pacino, in another scene, shows up looking for Jill and tells Jack that he'll do the Dunkin' Donuts commercial if Jill says yes to him and being around him or whatever.
Pimping.
Next, the Mexican guy gives Jill a ride home. He tries to hit on her, but he can't get it out because she has to leave because she has to poop.
Yep.
Jack and Jill fight. I can't even look. Jack and Jill fight while she poops.
Yes.
And
this is real.
After she's
this
done pooping real. And they are fanning out all the poop farts, he gets her to stay to go on the cruise.
The cruise.
That is all that happened.
It's
So I'm trying to write this real romantic scene where this guy's hitting on this girl, but like.
But she just had Mexican before.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's got the poops.
Yeah, yeah. So I was thinking like, yeah, you know that misunderstanding that we gotta have? Like, and he's like, he's trying to get it out. He's trying to hit on her. But then she leaves.
And he's like, what did I say? And it turns out it's not what he said.
It's the got poops. Poops. She just, what she ate. You see, that's the twist. You see?
Oh my God.
It happens. It's happened to me so many times.
A lady's hitting on me and then I gotta go.
I gotta go poops. Every time I'm like, oh, this broad's so hot. Oh, she's got a nice rack. Ooh. Oh, got poop. what are your thoughts on this movie, Maria? I have a lot.
Jesus Christ. Oh, it's fine.
Maria just pooped.
I almost. Yep. Oh, I pooped. Let's take it back from the beginning. So we laughed really hard when she is back at Al Pacino's because during Stickball, she hits.
No, I'll say what happened. They play Stickball. She hits the ball. It breaks an Oscar.
Okay. Come on, no better here, Pacino. No better. We got him. Oh! Oh! Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I am so sorry. I'm sure you have others, though.
Ah, you'd think it, but oddly enough, I don't.
And I turn to Marie and I go,
that's funny.
That's a good joke. And then Marie dies.
Because it was like the only.
It is a good joke.
It's the only. Well, wait, the second funniest thing we've seen other than just Al Pacino.
Al Pacino.
With a like, look on his face.
Only two funny things.
And they're both with Al Pacino.
And he's trying still.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that was a funny joke. And you know what? I forgot that he only has one. Or had one at that point. Did he get another one? No?
I think he only has one.
You guys let us know. What else, Murray? I have an Oscar joke.
Oh, so then I'm just going to go like plot line by plot line.
Yeah, cool.
So then we show up at the picnic. The Mexican picnic that the gardener takes her to. I kept cringing because the gardener is clearly playing a second character.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this old grandma who exclusively eats chilies.
Jalapenos.
I mean, it's just her, like, disapproving and then getting beat the shit out of.
Yeah.
Through, like, strange circumstances. And then they, like, feed her a jalapeno.
Also, there's, like, a dance scene where they, like, kids are breakdancing. And then Jill comes in and dances. And guess what she does? Russian kicks.
Yeah.
What is it with Adam Sandler thinking like Russian kicks are the funniest thing?
Yeah, he thinks they're hilarious. Call me when you can Vogue, Adam Sandler.
Oh, God. There it is. Also, can we talk about real quick? Jill is like obsessed with finding a man. Why doesn't she like Al Pacino?
Yeah.
She liked Norm MacDonald.
Right.
Why?
Now, and Al Pacino is being, although aggressive, nice to her.
He's been very nice.
He is, like, worshiping her, and she's just weirdly being like, oh, no.
And he's extremely well off. He's very nice to her. I don't get it.
Yeah. It's
why?
So... Because this is what Adam Sandler does, like, says no to everything.
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
Also, real quick, we see early when they're... Apparently, Al Pacino doesn't have an iPod back in 2011. He has a Sony Walkman MP3 player. Because this is a Sony movie, so there's just Sony products and everything. Real dumb.
CCC.
Anything else, Marie?
Okay, then let's walk it forward to Al coming to Jack's home.
Let's call him Al. We're good with
him.
Yeah. Let's call him.
I mean, that's his first name.
I call him Piccio.
Piccino?
I call him the Pack. I call him One Pac.
Oh, my God.
He's the first Pac.
He comes in. He's like a raging. And I get that this is his character, but it's, like, scary.
Yeah.
The point at which he's like, where's Jill? Where are you hiding her?
Yeah,
like,
he's in full Al Pacino mode.
Yeah,
and in this universe
scary.
And in this movie, it's like, oh, Ooh.
It's weird.
It's really, because nobody has that kind of emotion in this movie.
Right. And so, because he's, like, really acting, and he's, like, getting Al Pacino angry.
It's like, oh, Jesus.
It's like, oh, my God. Oh, he's going to kill her.
I feel like, yeah, well, you know, that's, like, oh, man. Imagine being friends with Al Pacino, or, like, knowing him and getting angry. Oh, man.
I'd cry.
It'd be Scarface.
Yeah. So then we get to the poops.
Marie loves these poop jokes.
No, I just can't believe he saw
a whole scene
through the door.
In which Jill is pooping very loudly.
Yeah. We got it with, like, the fact that she ran. She's like, oh, I'm, like, her stomach's growling. It's like, I gotta make a squirty. Like, two farts would have been like, yep, we get it.
Hey, Jill, can I talk to you for a second?
No! My bags are packed and there's nothing left to say. I spent the day at Felipe's picnic where I finally felt welcome by everybody. I tried this new food for the very first time.
I'm guessing Mexican?
Yes, Mexican, Mr. Food Detective. And Felipe treated me like a...
What is Evel Knievel doing wheelies in there? What?
It's Dumb and Dumber level.
Yeah, it is literally, yeah, like, constantly, like,
yeah, I mean, it's not getting any better, you guys.
No.
We are now going on to, we just saw 2 seconds of the cruise ship, which we know for a fact.
Yeah.
Before we get into this, Adam Sandler wanted a free cruise ship.
Right. But think about how much better this cruise ship is than his first cruise ship.
Oh, my God.
In Going Overboard.
In Going Overboard, yeah. Well, we'll see. I don't know if, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see in 2 seconds.
I guarantee anything would be better.
You ready?
An oil tanker is better than that.
God.
Anything
else? Are you ready to watch the next
15
minutes?
Yeah,
let's
go.
Let's do it. Listen up and listen good. Here's what has happened. We are introduced to the cruise ship, and they talk about how awesome the cruise ship is. Jack calls Al Pacino when he is on stage doing his King Lear thing.
Shakespeare, yeah.
Whatever. Play. Then Jack and Jill jump rope together. You think things are good, are better. You think they cannot connect it again. Then they get in a fight.
Immediately.
Jack realizes that Jill will not go on this date with Al Pacino. So he dresses up like Jill and...
Classic.
Gets picked up in a helicopter by Al Pacino Classic. In a different country on a cruise ship.
On a different continent.
Yep. Al and Jack / dressed up as Jill date in a castle. Jill works out and talks about Jack to Jack's wife. Then back to Jack dressed up like Jill in the castle. And Jill calls and talks to Jack in his voice and she figures out what's going on. Al Pacino then gets in a fight with Jack, still thinking that it's Jill.
Yeah, at basically one point, beats
the crap out of her.
Yeah.
Hits her with a chair.
Yeah.
Then they have a heart-to-heart, Al Pacino and Jack, still thinking that she's Jill. And Jack realizes that he was wrong about his sister, and he needs to get back to see her. And that's what's happened.
Then we just left at that point.
Wow. One major thing we need to talk about is Marie's laughing fit.
Mine?! You were like, leading up to that scene, you were like,
I know what's going to happen. I know what's going to happen. All right, they did a real good job with the joke.
A joke.
One joke. Jack is getting dressed up like Jill in the men's bathroom. And when he's finished, he walks out and there's one of those bathroom attendant guys there. And he sees it and he does this.
He silently like
beckons him. Fixes his boob because it was all his fake boob, so it was lopsided. And then goes, kisses his fingers.
Yeah, Italian chef kiss.
And it was like, all right, that's stupid. Whatever. Right. Move on. But then bathroom attendant runs into Jill, who is really upset after she just found out that Jack is on a date with
Yeah,
and then he beckons her.
And she's like, me?
Yeah. She slowly walks over, like perfect timing. He grabs her boobs.
He adjusts
fixes them.
Fixes
them. Smiles. Jill punches him in the face.
And like, he like flies through a door.
Yeah, whatever. Set up, punchline. Thank you, movie.
Yeah.
I don't think the joke is very good,
no,
but after watching such shit for so
dying.
Long, it was so good.
We are losing our minds.
It was
so
good.
It was hysterical.
It was great. Oh, man. So many of these movies, like a man getting dressed up like a woman and like the switcheroo is like, there's so many different ways to do it. Mrs.
Yeah.
Doubtfire.
Mrs. Doubtfire, hello.
So good.
Hello.
So good. So much fun. In this movie, they just like quickly, like quick cuts of like fingernails. And it's just like, man, this movie just doesn't understand why other movies are funny.
Right. Absolutely.
Right?
I don't have any like solid notes.
Okay, we'll go through mine.
Do you want to just like go through yours?
I have mine. Royal Caribbean product placement.
So much.
Like, not even, you guys, you might be like, well, of course, like you see Royal Caribbean because they're on like the cruise, so it's like going to be in the background. No. There's literally a part where a person looks directly at the camera and says, welcome to Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines. Enjoy your stay.
Yep.
When Adam Sandler is picked up by the helicopter does not land on the helicopter pad that's on every cruise ship. It hovers above with Adam Sandler standing directly in front of a giant lit Royal Caribbean logo. And like several times, it's just like, why are they on this cruise ship? It adds nothing to the story. It makes everything even more convoluted.
I want to know why there's so many jokes with the bird eating and drinking.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
On the
bird
ship.
Goes in a
What does it serve? Fountain.
Nothing.
Like, it's nothing.
Well, for people like you, Marie, who loved that guinea pig in
How
Bedtime Stories.
Dare you? This bird is nothing like that guinea. How dare you?
Well, there's another animal that makes a thing, because that weird kid who's just taping stuff to himself has a lobster taped to his back.
Yeah.
For no reason.
I don't know.
When Al Pacino's on stage doing Shakespeare, why are the house lights up? Where you could see the audience?
Because...
That's awkward.
Oh, my God. Bruce Jenner.
Oh, yeah. Bruce Jenner.
Bruce Jenner is in the play. And they call him out.
Yeah. Doesn't have any lines.
There's like Bruce Jenner's in this. Like
yeah.
Cut to
Bruce Jenner.
Him on his phone.
Yep. Not caring.
So bizarre. Caitlin. It's Caitlin now.
Yep. Then also the jump rope scene that's in the trailers. The only reason why this is in the movie is for the trailers. So many shots of the jump rope scene. The guy who they got to jump rope for Adam Sandler, not even close to looking like Adam Sandler.
I think he's a different race.
He was. It looked like a black man.
I
don't think it was even close. I think he might have had a full beard. Like, no way. That didn't even try.
Yeah, they don't even try.
They didn't even try.
He's wearing a trench coat as a dress. He does not care.
The other on the note I have is Al Pacino gets a little rapey in that last
scene. Oh, it's
scene.
Very rapey all towards the end.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh.
Why is any of this written like this? It's literally like somebody just wrote it and came up as it went along. Adam was like, I need to go on this cruise, so we're going to shoehorn this cruise that has nothing to do with anything into this part of the movie. The Al Pacino storyline, where we only have 15 minutes left of the movie, and only until now, with 15 minutes left, does Jack finally have some sort of redeeming qualities like about his sister and doesn't hate her and constantly say that she's worthless.
Yeah.
And there's only 15 minutes left.
15 minutes left.
Why?
Because we got to wrap it up, Bacon, and feel good about it at the end.
They don't understand writing a story in, like, acts.
No.
Or, like,
not at
arc.
All.
It is
We
bad.
Have, like, 20 scenes every 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is crazy that there's so much and so little.
And yet nothing happens.
It's going with it. Every 15 minutes, there's one joke that gets us,
yeah.
that gets us to laugh. And I think it's because it's just like my.
We've had two jokes make us laugh. Wait,
I thought
three.
It was three. Yeah, three jokes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so every half hour.
Every half
there's
hour,
a joke.
There's a joke that makes us laugh.
Are you ready to end this bad boy? Bad boy.
Let's do it.
Let's end this bad boy.
Shut up and let me go. This hurts. I tell you so. For the last time, you will kiss my lips. Now shut up and let me go. Your jeans were once so clean. I bet you changed your wardrobe since we met. Now, oh, so easily, you're over me. Gone is left. It's you, the artist, beholding me. I'm not containable. This done up is not sustainable.
all for a Dunkin' Donuts commercial. This whole movie exists for the sake of a Dunkin' Donuts commercial.
Which they don't even like and agree to destroy.
Right.
So it's pointless.
So it's pointless.
Here's what happens, guys. Not as many scenes.
No.
Slows down a bit.
Slows down. We pump the brakes in the last 15.
After his date, Jack goes back to the cruise ship to find Jill went home somehow.
She went down.
She
Jack and Jill.
Went to, got a plane ticket
yeah.
and left. Jill goes out to party back home on New Year's.
Alone.
To a bar. David Spade is there dressed up like a woman. And with other friends from high school, because just like every other Adam Sandler movie, for some reason, we care about what people think about us from high school. Jack shows up and in 2 minutes fixes everything with his sister, all the problems that they have, all that stuff.
Yes.
Then Al Pacino shows up out of nowhere, and he is somehow fine with not liking Jill anymore. That's easily summed up with nothing really explained. Jill goes home to see that the Mexican guy has landscaped her whole lawn. Then we cut directly to the Dunkin' Donuts commercial called Dunkachino with Al Pacino. Then we cut to showing that it's Adam Sandler showing Al Pacino that
commercial.
Al Pacino hates it and tells him to burn it. And during credits, we see the real life
more
twins again.
Stuff.
That is it. That is the end. Oh my God.
God help us.
Wow. How awful was this movie?
It's so, so bad.
It is so
and
bad.
And I like, part of why I live tweeted it was to like see it play out in real time. And like, it's so stupid.
It's so bad.
It's so bad.
Here's one note. There was a fun joke. They made fun of, Jill was talking about that she was, she bragged that she was, you know, going on dates with celebrities, Al Pacino. Then David Spade's like, oh yeah, who are you going on a date with?
Rob Schneider.
Burn!
Yeah, that was a sick
Suck
burn.
It!
I am shocked he didn't show up in this film.
Very shocked. Something must have happened between
Rocked.
Him. Maybe they had a little fight behind the scenes?
I don't know. It doesn't even make sense. Like...
No.
None of this film makes any sense.
There's a problem throughout the entire film. It's solved within 2 minutes at the end for no reason, with no explanation. There's yeah. no arc.
Also, the climax of the film when they fix all the problems between them is all in their twin language.
Yes.
Why the shit wouldn't you have subtitles?
Yeah.
It is like 2 minutes of them saying like, Atabe, Udabe, Dabade,
yeah.
like nothingness.
No.
There's, and it's not, it's like, you get the feeling like, oh, they're, you know, forgiving each other.
Yeah.
Just subtitle it.
Yeah.
Just freaking subtitle it. Are you insane?
The whole movie could have been in gibberish and it would have been the same for me.
The
whole movie was also just a big commercial. Everything was a commercial.
Huge.
For so many different
commercial.
Things.
Commercial.
Also forgot, Match.com was in there because they like brought
yeah.
up Match.com.
And she's like, oh, I've heard commercials.
Yeah. Like, just any and everything is advertised in this film. There's no real redeeming qualities of
no.
it. The funny parts aren't worth, like, they get you so down.
We said it in the first half of this. If you saw this film in theaters, or if you even remotely worked on it, if you work for Sony and you, like, knew something about the product placement, please, please get at us because we're
yeah.
just trying to wrap our brains around this
yeah.
and it's a fool's errand.
If you worked on the cruise ship when Adam Sandler's
yeah.
crew just
Anything.
Showed up and shot, like, two scenes and then just took a cruise.
Yeah.
My
if you
Lord.
Were a gaffer in that restaurant.
Yeah.
Get at us. Seriously.
God,
anyone.
It was awful.
Anyone who's worked on this.
Finally, to what everyone wants to know, what everyone cares about, the rankings, Marie. Looking at your rankings, where are you going to place Jack and Jill?
Last.
Yeah.
Dead last.
Spoilers. Once you swipe over, I already put mine in. It's last.
Last
for me, too. Easily the last movie. By far. And that's saying a lot considering
yes.
how shitty every other movie is.
Yes.
This is at a different level of shit.
It's... You heard us have a breakdown twice during this.
Yeah.
Over, like, very stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Because that's all we could cling to.
Yeah. Also, every single... There's so many cameos. So many cameos in this
film. I feel
film.
Like talking about factual things that happened in this movie sound fake. Like an improv scene. Like where, yeah. Like in a bad improv scene where you're just like making... You're just like continuing to make up shit and like not caring about the other people.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, and Al Pacino comes in and he's sitting next to Johnny Depp at a friggin' Knicks game.
Nope.
I got a hot dog from him.
Who's the LA team?
Wait. Oh, they weren't in New York.
They're in LA.
Lakers.
Lakers. Very good. They were the Minneapolis Lakers because, you know, Minnesota has so many lakes. But then they moved way back in the day.
Hey.
That's why they're called the Lakers, because there's no lakes in LA.
Thanks for that history lesson.
There you go. So your bottom five, Marie, are now. I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. Ugh. Anger Management. Ugh. Ugh. Little Nicky. God. Ugh. Eight Crazy Nights. And then even lower on the pole, Jack and Jill.
My only way to describe watching Jack and Jill is like the actual like ghost face emoji, like where it's like streaming its hands down its face, yeah. And it's like, ah.
Your top five are the same. The same. Wedding Singer, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, Mr. Deeds, and Punch Drunk Love. Marie, why don't you go ahead and do mine?
Bacon's bottom five are, I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry, Little Nicky, Eight Crazy Nights, Grown Ups, and Jack and Jill. Top five remain the same. Punch Drunk Love, The Wedding Singer, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, and Spanglish.
There you go. You guys, if you want to see the full list, you can go to our website, adamsandlerpleasestop.com. Marie, next week.
Oh, gosh.
That's My Boy.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Adam Sandler brings in Andy Samberg and ruins his career in That's My Boy.
Oh, my God.
Another film that we saw way back in the day. Yeah. Not looking forward to
that
one.
Andy Samberg had to go back to television.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
That's what happened. Ruined it so much. Marie, you shared a list we didn't talk about that had like the top 10 Adam Sandler films.
Where someone just named 10. Films.
And one on the top 10 list was That's
well,
My
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah. Are you?
They wrote for Maxim, right?
Yeah.
That
are
person
you
should be fired.
Okay?
Yeah.
Are you mentally stable?
No.
Because it doesn't seem like it. Doesn't
should...
seem like it. It was insane.
You literally just listed off movies that you remembered.
Right.
He had either The Waterboy. No, he had Big Daddy over The Wedding Singer.
Insanity.
You are insane.
Get your head checked.
You have to go back and either admit that you didn't watch any of the films since you saw them the
or
very first time.
Or defend every single choice.
Or defend a choice.
And we will destroy you.
And next week we'll bring it up again when we talk about That's My Boy, one of the worst films I've ever seen in my life from what I remember.
I remember it being upsetting.
There was a major plot point is about incest.
Yeah. Adam Sandler's character gets raped, so yay.
That's the main plot point. Is him being raped as a child.
Amazing.
Amazing. Anyway,
great
Marie.
Great job.
This week, should Adam Sandler stop? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he should stop.
Adam Sandler,
please stop.
And may God have mercy on your goddamn soul.
There's no God.
Wow!
Al Pacino!
It's not Al anymore. It's Dunk!
Dunkachino?
Don't mind if I do!
What's my name?
Dunkachino!
It's a whole new game!
Dunkachino!
You want creamy goodness? I'm your friend! Say hello to my chocolate blend! Attica, hoo-ah, lucky light! This whole trial is out of sight! They pull me back in with hazelnut too! Caramel swirl, I know it was you! Everyone wants my Dunkachino. Can't get enough of my Dunkachino. Kids from 7 to 17 lining up for my Dunkachino. What's my name?
Dunkachino.
Dunkachino.
And boom, there you have it. It's actually 32 seconds, so I got to lose 2 seconds. Maybe you can tell me what part you would lose, but I think we are getting there.
Burn this.
I'm sorry?
This must never be seen.